Hey guys, I'm back yet again with another episode from Oh Baby, and I'm your host, Shaquan Simmons. I am accompanied by Percy Camacho and his best friend, Dice. And today we're going to have a discussion on, let me tell you the topic, has the war ever escalated so much that the war is now on the inside? So what do you do when the enemy has now become your family or it's one of your closest friends? So, have either of you ever been in a situation where you've experienced this kind of, what do I even call it? Like a
life experience, I think. I don't know, Dooms. I feel like, again, this is a topic of the youth.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Because honestly, I feel like as an individual myself, I've had a time where I was at war in my insides. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I was thinking about. You know, I think that's why a lot of people have a lot of anxiety these days, you know? Am I right?
Yeah, definitely. Because people, I guess, like, people like to be boxed in, you know what I'm saying? They don't like to open up a lot, you know, especially since society judges you. And I think that's what drives people to, like Percy says, the anxiety. Okay. And yeah.
But can you point out like a specific situation where you've experienced like some sort of, what do I even call it? Like betrayal from a family member, a close family member,
or I can actually,
okay, let's start with a family member first.
I can actually say, honestly, I feel like my whole upbringing was a war. You know, there was a lot of things where I was in between different homes. There was, like, you know, when you're not settled, that you're always moving around, that you've never been able to put your feet on the ground and say, here's where I'm going to make my next steps. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that. Mm-hmm. So I was always at war in terms of learning how to develop. Yes, it gave me insight on how to develop in different angles, mm-hmm. but it didn't give me an angle of knowing who I was, you know.
Exactly.
That's a war that I had, you know. So I don't know. Today, what do you think, boy? We've been friends for how many years? Since we were like in grade 7 and I've...
Yeah.
And I've always fought with Vuyo. Why are you never soft with the ladies, you know? You know, he's my best friend. So, yeah.
Yeah. I guess for me, okay, starting with the family thing. I guess, like, everybody's family, I guess, now and then, like, will betray you because of jealousy, envy, mm-hmm. you know, things like that, you know. And like Percy said, he had his situation. My situation, on the other hand, was more with, like, my uncle's a drug dealer, you know, and my other uncle's a drug taker. And my other uncle's a gangbanger, basically. So he went to jail and now he's a gangster and whatever. So, like, that whole thing, like, just made a family feud, you know what I'm saying? Because now I was just, like, being a young kid, looking up, you know, you look up to your older uncles and that because you look for, like, answers, you know, mm-hmm. learning about life and whatever. And knowing that they took the wrong path in life, like, that's, like, how family, like, separated. Because it was, like, now, you know, you can't be associated with that, you know, because we don't want you to turn out like that, you know. So I think, for me, that's how I also, like, took my own way of learning. And I said, okay, you know what? It's not really war with my family. You know, I love them even though they do whatever they do. I guess I just had to find my own path, you know. And that's how I linked up with Percy. But knowing that we all come from different backgrounds, I mean, you probably also have your own story.
Yeah, as a girl, we want to know as you. You know, this is your podcast, but we also people that are interested.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I haven't had much war experienced, except when I was growing up, quite young.
The topic at hand is, as a girl, you know, this is your podcast and this is your life that you also want to express, you know. I want to find out in a lady's perspective, is what is war with that you feel like girls are having with relationships? Let's start there. And how
I can't speak on everybody's relationship, so let me speak on the relationship that I have with you. So I think it's just like a lot of why are you laughing? A lot of self-confidence issues.
Exposure.
And you wanted to know.
Exposure 101.
Yeah, so it's just a lot of self-confidence issues that I've been experiencing, but it's not from you, it's from previous relationships.
So insecurity.
So yeah, so it's like baggage that I've brought from there, which I should have left there, but it's here now.
Mm.
So it's like, that leads to trust issues and stuff like that, but I don't know, I trust you guys.
Now I understand, because based on like what you're saying. I actually had a conversation with the girl on my way here, but
obviously,
it's the dude.
You
know,
you should tell them why they call you Dice.
That exposure 101. Yeah. I don't think they're ready to hear that yet.
maybe in the next podcast, you know what I'm saying? But like aligning with that, I'm just the artist, if you guys needed to know. So yeah, I just make music, and I've been making music even when Percy started making music with me, you know, but he looked to go to the business side of things and I just stayed to the creative side. But anyway, back onto the relationship.
Me and we have had history from back then.
Okay, wait, guys. So, when I had feedback from the other podcast, my first one, people were saying that you're going off track. So, let's keep to what we're talking about.
To the topic, yeah.
Yeah. So, I want to know, how do you actually deal with betrayal from a close family member or a friend? Like, what do you do?
You know, that's very tough. That's very tough because you can't control anger. You know what I'm saying? And you can't control the situation. But knowing that I'm a peaceful person, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean just to those who smoke marijuana, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you just need to find inner peace. You know, if you're not a peaceful person, you're always going to be at war with people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I've always been, like I always said, this is my quote. As I say, y'all can quote it, but I'm always a lover, you know? I'm a lover, not a fighter, but I fight for what I love. If that makes sense.
It does.
You understand what I mean. Yeah, so it's like, you need to know that you have that love, you know, because there's that one thing that we all share as humans, you know, whether you come from a poor background or rich background, it doesn't really matter. But everyone's got love, you know. And like in life, there's balance, you know, there's good and bad, there's evil and good. So you choose your path, you know. If you're going to choose war, it means you're choosing to go with the dark side, you know. If you're going to choose peace, it means you're staying with the light. So it's like, if you want people to, like, wherever you go, basically, and, like, how you meet people, you know, you just have to leave an impression of who you are as a person. So that's where you choose, you know, yin and yang.
So to summarize what you're saying is that you should be what you want, basically. So if
exactly.
you want peace, you should be peace yourself.
If you want war, you be war. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Because everyone chooses their life. Like I said, my uncle who, like, he grew up in a very good background. You know, he was good and whatever and whatever. And then obviously when his mom died and whatever, you can't really blame because we're all going to leave one day, you know, to the next realm of life. But he didn't just took that. I don't know how he took it, but he just, like, went wrong. You know, he went left, you know what I'm saying? But I don't judge because everybody deals with their own situations in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, people just should know that they have repercussions for their actions.
Exactly. And you? What do you think?
How do honestly, you deal? With people, like in terms of, how can I say, with family, you can't cut them off. You with people, like with friends, you can actually just turn your back and carry on walking the other direction. Family, it's a connection that you tie to, you know. At the same time, yes, you can walk away from family, but you can't stop, like, let's say you can't cut your wife from having your last name. Well, you can, but at the same time, there's always going to be that
war. Especially for the kid, because as males, we looked at as, nah, you're gonna take your father's surname, you know what I mean? But then when, like, your parents divorce, then it's like, nah, your mother fights, nah, you know, I want, they must have my surname, you know, things like that. So I guess,
you know, this is like, as a topic, this whole understanding that I've put into my head, it's a topic of conflict, because I'm thinking of bringing up things like, okay, if you had war, then why is there so much war with the youth? You know, if we at this stage where music's our peace, smoking weed is our peace, you know, things like that. But when we socialize, we have people that are insecure, we have people that can't communicate properly, but those are factors that are within yourself. You know, so psychologists don't work, school systems don't work. So what is it that, in your opinion, what is it that brings out the war, you know?
Within yourself?
Mm.
I think it's the circumstances that you were born into, you know?
You
but then again, like what were you saying
I think
about...
Okay,
your uncle and stuff like that, if you are born into a really good situation and then you go left,
that was your choice.
But I go left because I'm a left footed and I take a proper shot. You know what I mean?
True, true. But I guess, like, I'm gonna say, like, answering his question, I think it's pressure. You know, it's like now we all in matric, you know, and we thinking, yo, we're gonna be there and whatever, and things don't really turn out that way, you know. Yeah. We got a homie, me and Percy got a homie, you know, we call him Fish, you know, but we learn a lot from him because he's like much older, like 20.
Because he's still swimming.
I've heard a lot about him, saying? And he should be here.
Yeah, but like I'm saying, based on that, we really, like, I think it's pressure because, like we're saying with our boy, you know, our boy, he studied, you know, he's got his degrees and whatever. But, like, looking at our country right now, like, finding jobs is a problem, you know what I'm saying? Which is also a problem because now, I don't want to divert the conversation, but looking at businesses, like, where everyone now wants to start a business, but it's like, you know, what are you going to have that's going to make you stand out? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the same thing with people, like, where they, like, frustrated and make war with people and, like, just the youth doesn't get along because we don't want to share each other's ideas, you know? Whereas in if we all united, imagine what we could make together as opposed to being alone.
I remember having this conversation with you guys and it was based upon greed and how can the youth actually work together and stuff like that. But that's a whole different conversation for
another day.
Another sunny day.
Honestly, I don't know, with this whole war, it's a very, I think this topic, I just don't know how to express myself properly, you know, like, because I feel like I can be in war with myself some days. Like, even on my way down from school, me and Shaquan were fighting about an MD situation.
Yeah, because he doesn't know how to make a decision.
But, you know, it's a war on the inside and on the outside. Sometimes I'm just tired to fight. You know, some days you just think about, just put your earphones in and just drown your sorrows, you know.
Mm.
Not even your sorrows, just drown your thoughts. And every song that connects with it is okay.
Yeah. Because it's like war every time going out. I think there was a quote that Drake said. He's like,
that's the modern nigga yellow.
Okay, what?
Yeah.
But anyway, like, he's like, I don't know why in the world, like, it's no more buddy-buddy. Like, it's like, now it's like, eat or be eaten. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's where the pressure and the war actually starts, you know what I'm saying? Not even going back to colonization and back then when people were slaves and whatnot. Not even going back there, but looking at it now, we're now, like, we've given a platform to do what we can do, but we don't want to help each other. You know, if you look at businessmen that are successful and businesses and what, they don't sit there alone and in a conference meeting alone. It's called a meeting because there's people there, you know?
Yeah.
It's people that you work with that help you to achieve goals. So now if you want to do everything alone, then you're basically in war with people because it's like now it's like you're going to come there and then people are going to look at you like, who's this? This guy's a snob. He thinks he knows everything, you know.
I tell you, just bring
things
the rest,
like
everybody
that.
Shuts up.
True.
Okay.
But then that's also another war. Rich and poor. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to come flexing your cash, I'm going to rob you. You know what I'm saying? Not me, but like another person.
Don't you
hungry.
Think if everybody had enough... Like, I'm not saying the greatest, like, amounts of living. Like, if you had enough food to provide for your family comfortably, if you had enough petrol to get you to Rosebank and back comfortably, or, you know, like, on a monthly basis, you had...
If you were basically just living in abundance.
No, in comfort. Abundance is meaning that I can pull out 100 rand and toss it to the Vuya.
Mm-hmm. But, like, having enough, what do you mean?
I mean, having enough that your stomach's full, my stomach's full.
Okay, but...
Your
back
has
speaking about trust. Just us, though.
I'm not talking
us
about just
living
us.
In privilege.
I'm talking about in general, because that's a war in South Africa.
In South Africa.
If everybody had... Don't you think that it would decrease crime? Don't you think it would have decreased poverty rates? Don't you think people would have enough jobs? Don't you think circulation of wealth would be a GDP, our country as a GDP will go up, you know, if everybody had enough.
But you see, that topic can, like, really, like, be a debate, because I think I was speaking to Fish about this yesterday, where it was like,
so you saw Fish yesterday?
Yeah,
he's a cow.
But like, it's like in life, right? How can he be rich if there's no poor? How can he be a boss if there's no worker? You know
what
I'm saying? So it's like now I understand where you're coming at, where we all, like, we wish we could all live equal. But I mean, if we're all rich, who's gonna work?
Yeah.
Think about
it.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's not really nice to actually see some, you know, grow up all good, you know, and boss you around, because at the end of the day, it attacks your emotional, you know, feelings, you know, things like that.
I get you.
And I'm saying, yeah,
built greed is built into human nature.
Yeah.
I was gonna say human humanity.
Okay. As a history student, I actually do see history repeating itself in many ways.
World War III.
Yeah. But do you guys ever think that this war between people and within yourself will ever come to an end?
No.
No. Until the billionaires and the trillionaires flip and share, you know what I'm saying? Like,
who would want to share? Would you want to share?
I would share. Honestly, let me be honest. Like, my whole vision with this music thing and whatever that we were taking, at first I just wanted to flex on people. Because I was a kid. I didn't care, you know? But as I grew up, I was like, nah. In fact, music is like the only thing in the world that just keeps us united. Imagine if we didn't have music, you know what I'm saying?
Like, so, where would the creativity be?
Exactly. Life would just be dull, you know? So now, looking at that, it's like, now, I don't know, I'm one person that cares for anybody. I don't care who you are. You can be white, black, Asian, Indian, blue, red. I don't care what you are. You know what I'm saying? But I care for you because, I don't know, I just have that love that's installed in me, like I said earlier on in the conversation. So, like, for me, if I had to be a millionaire, I'd really invest into Africa. And, like, not just, like, Africa meaning every race, everybody, like, not just, nah, black people, nah, like, everybody. Because we're all in a struggle, you know? It doesn't mean, because, nah, I'm this and you that, nah, you know what I'm saying, it's war, nah. But I'm looking at it like, we're all here in Africa, you know what I'm saying? And Africa's got so many minerals and so many things that people are exploiting from us, you know, European countries and all the United States.
You know, the
States
same as
that,
the minerals,
you know?
It's also a human. You have to know where to dig to get what you want.
Exactly. But you see, if we work together, we would stop the war. And that would actually help us as people to actually go somewhere. Like, as Percy's saying, where everyone could live comfortably. You know, because once upon a time, South Africa was rich. We were actually the richest currency.
You just don't know how to share it properly.
Exactly. But that's how people are able to, like, exploit us. And that's how war started. I think even with xenophobia, that was, like, how the whole thing... Because now people were complaining, nah, foreigners are taking our jobs and shit. Man,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, you want to work for somebody the rest of your life?
Can I actually link something up to this? So, you know, we were talking about that humans cannot, well, people cannot be living comfortable. You know, like, weirdly, last night, I had a dream. I was telling Shaquan about it. I had a dream, like, I live comfortably. I live in the south of Joburg. I go to a good school. Next year, I'm going to go to a proper university to get what I need. I'm not saying that I'm rich or whatever, but I live comfortably, you know. But I, as an individual, I just want to know where I had this dream come from. Like, because in my dream, a lot of people, I mean, there was two people. One was wearing a red shirt and the other one was wearing a blue shirt.
Black
or blue shirt. And honestly, I was just surprised that this guy, literally the guy with the red shirt, was literally punching this guy in the face, literally clapping this guy. And the guy with the blue shirt literally ran away. And this guy with the red shirt just kept finding him and just mooring him. At the end of my dream, like, I messaged Shaquan in the morning and I was like, I had such a bad dream. At the end of that dream, this guy's jaw, the guy with the blue shirt, was off, dog. Literally, it wasn't even a joke. And I just want to find out, for a guy that lives, I've got a beautiful girlfriend. I've got a mother that gives me everything. I've got my friends that I know that are my friends. And I've got people that I know that are acquaintances, and I've got money in my pocket when I need it, you know. So I'm trying to understand where the uncomfort comes from, you know. And at the same time, I think that also symbolizes a war that's inside, you know. Like you said to me,
that's what I told you, and we're like, no.
Yes, I thought about it while we were on the way down. We were fighting about MD, but at the same time, I was thinking about it like, is it not, you know. And I was just like, what would you think that is, that symbolizes, if you had
Keep in mind that dreams are just dreams, and that
but
you don't have to take them
seriously.
Yeah, but you see, what if we're already dreaming and we live? Like, what
do you
mean? Right? Because dreams is what keeps us alive. If you don't dream, what's your purpose?
I had a whack dream. I had a dream that I cheated on Percy with a girl last night.
Oh, that's crazy.
And her name is Olivia from Isideka.
That's crazy, bro.
I'm joking.
Oh, that's why you weren't upset.
Nah.
Oh,
you know, but at the same time, like, a lot of people a lot of people have dreams. Like, I had this quote, dream, believe, and achieve. You know, I think you even remember that. But everything that you start in life starts off with a dream. You have to believe it, and you have to wake up the next day and achieve it. You know?
But I think, like, with the war, coming to that topic, it's like, people feel like their dreams have already been crushed even before, you know what I'm saying? They've implemented, like, what they want to do, you know? Like, with our boy Fish, like, example, I'm making an example. He's got a degree in everything, you know what I'm saying? He worked at Markham's, you know, Transnet. He had a nice job, you know, good pay. And looking at it, it's like now, like, it's tough to find, like, you know, stability, you know? Because he's even saying, yo, bro, like, just keeping the lights on, like, alone, independently. Which is why I say it's very hard in the world to actually go independent, you know? Because that's why most people are still staying with their parents, you know? Because it's very tough.
Yeah.
Know? Just to keep the lights on. And the water. Not even looking at your drip and taking your girl out and, you know, all of that nice stuff. That's just extra expenses. You know what I'm saying? So it's like people, some people actually, okay, I feel like the youth feels like their dreams have already been crushed. You know what I'm saying? Which is why they, like, just do drugs and not like weed. Nah, that's like plants. But I'm talking like serious drugs like heroin,
yeah.
You know, and over drink lean because they, you know, they tired and shit. They just want to, you know what I'm saying? Because when I ask most people, they just like, they don't mind dying. You know what I'm saying? It's like, whoa.
Yeah, that's heavy.
Shit, bro, you trying to die? Because it's like, if you haven't fulfilled your purpose, how do you know if you're not going to come back? You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So that's why I say,
don't know. I think people,
yeah,
people want to like think realistically. So it's like, okay, I want to be living in this huge house next year. And that's my dream. But realistically speaking, I'm only 17. You know, you set these limitations on yourself.
But I blame the entertainers. I blame the entertainers. You know why?
Why?
And the celebrities. Cause
because they make it appear easy.
Exactly. I'm not going to hate on Jaden Smith and Willow Smith and all those
let's
people
go,
that
let's
grew
go
up
further
rich.
Than that. Let's right. talk about the Kardashians.
Exactly.
You know, Kardashians. Everybody knows they said the children are set.
You know what I'm
Kanye
saying?
Kanye said
guys,
making West
but listen,
said.
Northwest okay. can buy us a house and she's like 3 years old.
That's what I'm saying. Not even a normal house. Like a flipping mansion.
It's you know, the one where the staircases twirl and then you have an elevator. You know that one that goes past the Glen there? That one that, you know, it's better than that. But I'm, yeah.
Like, sorry, like, but, like on that topic, it's like, people are like, that's why I say envy is very much in this world. Where it's like, how come you grew up with all of this nice stuff, you know, and I grew up so rough? You know what I'm saying? Like, I spoke to Fish also yesterday. Like, our topics were just diverging. But one of my boys from last year, right, he was actually a person who steals, right? So as he stole, he actually would steal at school, you know, in our school. He'd steal laptops. And I won't expose his name, you know, but
did
he stole laptops.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he stole laptops. He stole phones and like not one phone, like four phones. He stole projectors. But you know why? Like, people were always judging him and being like, nah, we're not going to chill with a criminal or whatever. But only to find out the situation at home is that his dad doesn't even pay nothing for him. He's schooling for free. They don't even buy him a flippin' Vaslap. They don't buy him a roll-on. They don't buy him his Vaseline. It's not
That's
even a
not
joke.
Even joke.
This is
yeah.
real, dog. They don't buy him Vaseline. They don't buy him nothing. No lotion, nothing. His mom, like, doesn't want to do anything. Like, she's those moms who, like, take the baby and put in the trash type of mom. You know what I'm saying? So it's like he's there in the house and everything that, all that money that he was taking from people was just to feed him and his sisters. You know what I'm saying? And I was, like, touched by that. I was like, yo. Like, people are, like, so many people in our school, like, we think it's all good. Like, 50%
yeah.
of people aren't even paying school fees, you know? That's the same thing with universities. You know,
and it's
living,
the people that we least expect.
Exactly. Living on campus is hard. Like, we
yeah.
think it's all nice party and that. Hey, man, there's times where you struggle. Like, you just eat pop. You know what I'm saying? No gravy.
Yeah.
No meat. Nothing, bruh. Even Fish told me yesterday, he does once upon a
yeah,
time.
So Fish and you yesterday,
you know what
boy.
I'm saying? No, because he already graduated. He said when he does a point where a guy actually, you know, like in when they stayed together, there was like seven of them. So they all had like bursaries and whatever. So they'd get money. And okay, 1 week you pay groceries, next week he pays or whatever. And then this guy did something with the money, and then the guys didn't have food to eat for a week. They survived off chips, and not even like fried chips, mm-hmm. poverty chips. You know what I'm saying? Poverty snack, like the whole week. And this wasn't real. Like, this was real, actually, because when he told me, he wasn't even laughing. Like, it was like, yo, like, this is real. And that's how I say with this guy who was a criminal and whatever. You know what I'm saying? People do that because if you're hungry, you're going to do anything. If you have a baby now and I kill your baby, what are you going to do to me?
Desperate measures call for desperate needs. Let me just say that.
Exactly. If you're hungry, yeah. you haven't eaten for a week, what are you going to do?
You'll find me on the streets. It'll be that bad.
But you being on the street, what are you going to do to eat?
Let me not expose. Because I've thought about this, guys.
Nah, be honest, because now we're talking to people that actually go through
okay,
the situation.
Okay, well, obviously all the options won't be like, I'm going to go get a job, because where am I going to get a job if I don't have my matric certificate?
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. And besides that, people judge you. Look.
Exactly.
You know, and if you're not pretty, I'm sorry. That's how it is in the industry these days, for real. You know?
I don't know, guys. I think strippers make a lot of money. I'm not even going to lie.
Too much money. But it's just that girls like have that thing of the morals and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that's a topic for another day about the morals.
It is.
And whatever.
Hard, like ways to make money, good and bad ways.
Exactly. So I think that's the whole sum of like this topic, is that people are hungry, they're tired, you know, coming
and
home.
And that's what initiates
exactly.
war.
I actually found out today, well, not today, maybe a few weeks back, that people at school come to school without breakfast. Imagine, like, and I don't know, like, they'll never be like, nah, there's no breakfast in my house, nah, like, there's no breakfast. And as much as, like, us people, we always think white people are privileged and that, nah, that's not the case. I met a white girl in our school who actually told me that she's struggling, you know, she doesn't have breakfast. There's times she goes to bed without sleep, and we were like, nah, white people have it all good.
Yeah.
Nah, man, that's why I'm saying this whole racism shit is bullshit, because everyone is different.
Everyone's struggling.
But at the same time, you see, it's these old people, bruh. These Tanis and Opas and what, they're always coming with this war, you know. They think it's 19 something, you know what I'm saying? But this is 2000, you know. This is Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner mixing that shit, you know.
Yeah, Doug, man, I can tell you people that are driving M4s at the age of 17. No stress, like, honestly, it's not even. Actually, you know what? I feel like people should just realize that you need to dream, you need to believe, and you need to fucking wake up and achieve. If you're going to suck on your thumb the whole day and say, no, I don't have this, you're not going to get it the next day, I promise. You know?
But if you grow up rich, like you say, do you have dreams?
Yes.
If you already have it all.
Bruh,
like the Kardashians, like, you think they have something to dream for?
But they woke up,
but they woke up
the next day and made 4 different lines because they wanted more. People are greedy. They won't share.
Yeah, people
it.
But
won't
let me tell you something.
Stay.
If you broke, bro, as someone investor, Shaquan comes from a rich family. You come from a broke family. You got way more better ideas than Shaquan.
No.
No, I'm just putting an example.
No.
Listen. I'm gonna take.
Then we're gonna have a fight.
Listen,
now.
I'm gonna take your shit to the side.
Why? The war, you check.
You know why? Because you see, exactly what people are feeling. I'm gonna take your shit to the side. Cause what? You come from a poor background, man. I don't care about you. On the other hand, Shaquan has ideas, which is not that great, but it's okay. And I know her father. And now me and her father are like, yeah, okay, we're business partners and whatever. And he's plugging me. So now, because me and him work together, I'm going to be like, nah, I'm going to plug his daughter. You know, I'm going to put her on.
Do you remember that time?
Wait, let me finish this. Listen. But now for you, I don't know shit. I don't know your family. I don't know nobody. But you have great ideas. You know, you have that thing. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I say that's how businesses exploit. You know, because now maybe I tell Shaquan, okay, y'all two are dating or whatever. Okay, I like your ideas, but take your boyfriend's ideas, you know, add his, you know. And that's where you start to exploit, you know. And that's where, like, now this whole betrayal thing comes into place, which is how people don't, like get along. And I think that's maybe even the reason why people don't want to share their ideas anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because now you'll go to him, exploit him, baby, do your thing, get your ideas, and then along the line, person's like, what? You betrayed me? You know, all up for that. And it was like, cool. Because, like, rich people only want to associate themselves with rich people. They don't care if you're broke. You can be the smartest man. They don't care who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Well, do you remember the time, actually, that we actually made our first brand, Culturally Inc. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we had the money, we had the connections, but at the same time, we had the connections, but the connections wanted us to put our feet on the ground and actually learn how to get through this. You know, that's how I can say to myself that people, not even people of the right nature, will help you in an indirect way. So let's say Shaquan wants to start a clothing line, but me and you have been into the experience, but Shaquan's not stimulated enough. So me and you, we say, okay, no, Shaquan, give us your ideas, give us this, but you have to work to get it to your goal. You know, it's not us being greedy and just saying, here, Shaquan, here's everything, here, now you're successful. It's us actually helping her in an indirect way, seeing the struggle, but exactly. Her being able to learn from her struggle. You know, so it's not a war that you can say that's harmful. It's a war that you have to learn to fight for what you love.
I have a phrase. You guys are talking more than me on my own podcast. But anyway,
I have a phrase
and it's like linked to this. And it says, every opportunity that comes is not for you unless preparation has preceded the opportunity. I'm going to end it there. I'm going to end this podcast. Do you guys have anything else or more to add?
Yeah, that was long. How long was that? Shit. Okay, nah, I'm cool. Yeah, for now, I think people will dive deep into this.
Okay, thank you all for listening and tuning in, and just keep updated with what? How do I even finish this?
Ooh, baby, podcast.
No, I mean like, I'll be updating this podcast, so just be in tuned and prepared. And yeah, thank you guys for watching so far. It has been Shaquan, you're with Dice and Percy. Do you guys want to let them know where to find you on social media?
Check me out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Dice Triller. And I'm dropping a project soon. Yeah.
Okay, I'm on Instagram at ShaquanIs and on Twitter the same username. So thank you all yet again, and I'll catch you later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.